I don't get how people look at the sky and see all of the stars and think that we're the only thing that exists. It feels so arrogant to be like, look at all of this vastness and it's all about me.
Kaylee has a surprise for me and I'm...
Welcome back, turkeys.
What is that?
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, wow. I'm loving the look.
Thank you. So, guys, for those of you who are watching or listening only, I think I'm going to have Kayla describe this because I'd like to hear her description. And then I'll move into an explanation for my behavior.
Okay, the first two things that come to mind are A, when you're younger and you put your hood up over your head, but then you tuck the hoodie part under your ears, behind your ears. Now she's adjusting it. And she has big ass sunglasses on. You almost look like you're like a rich old lady trying to be cool. But I don't know the context of what's happening.
So this... This week we're discussing aliens, and I was trying to make it look like I had bulgy eyes and a big head. But I made the mistake of tucking my ears behind my hood, and then my ears became the focal point. But this is the closest thing that I have to an alien outfit.
Hey,
so
okay, you do that, and that's it right there. She looks like an alien, guys. Whoa. I think she's a gray among us.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be serious. That was the closest thing I had. Also, in honor of our episode today, I didn't have alien saucer earrings, so I just put in my silver bells. They're technically for Christmas, but they're round and they're silver and they're really shiny. So I feel like, and they're like catching the light off my ring light. So I'm feeling sort of extraterrestrial with those. I'm wearing my space gray shirt and my green tank top. I was really trying to bring in the theme and get us in the mood to talk about the aliens and the UAPs, if you will.
I did not get the memo because I look like I just came back from the gym and I'm just wearing nothing interesting. I should have put a tinfoil hat on. Maybe that would have been fun.
Ooh, that would have been a good one. I might keep these sunglasses on my head. These are really cute.
Can I edit this post? Okay, that's my tinfoil hat.
All right. Okay, guys, so obviously, as you can tell from all this yip-yap, we're going to talk about aliens today because it's in the air, it's in the news, it's in Congress, it's on people's minds. So, I don't know, we talked about the Mandela effect last week and that was fun, so now we're just going to move on to aliens and I'm going to keep blinding you with my earrings. So my question for the week in keeping is, have you had any UFO experiences?
This podcast was created using Riverside's great studio software. Riverside allows us to record remotely with high quality audio and video tracks. We use Buzzsprout.com as our podcast hosting platform. Buzzsprout allows us to schedule our episodes and distribute them to all the different places that people listen. Click our affiliate links in the show notes to find out more and to help support our show. P.S. Each purchase through our affiliate link gives us a small commission at no cost to you. Thanks, and let's get back to the show.
Ooh, I love this topic, first of all. So it's funny that you should ask because I'm obsessed with aliens and UFOs, but I haven't really had much experience with them until literally like 2 weeks ago. So yeah, we moved out of the city and we have a little bit more space. There is a dark sky ordinance, so people can't have lights. If they do have lights, they have to point down so we can see more of the stars in the night. And me and Kenny were outside looking, I don't know what we're doing, maybe letting the dogs out, but we were just looking up at the sky and I see this trail of lights. I mean, there must have been like 15 dots, like in a diagonal, going across the sky, and they were so obvious and so bright, and then all of a sudden they just faded away so quickly. So my first instinct was, holy shit, the aliens. And I was like, wait, that could be Starlink. The satellite Starlink, if you look that up, it kind of looks the same thing. There's a bunch of different satellites. They kind of go in a line and they whatever. So I was like, okay, probably not aliens. It looks like a very straight line. Probably Starlink. I kid you not. 5 seconds after they all disappeared, they were coming down from the bottom right to the middle of my vision. And then 5 seconds later, behind me, shooting across the sky, going towards where they were, but from a completely different direction, I see this. It looked like a shooting star, but it was so weird because I had just seen the Starlink that I was like, well, that was something. But then it gets even weirder. I'm looking at the sky like, oh, holy shit, what's happening? Maybe the first thing was Starlink, but that second thing, that was weird. And I'm looking at the sky right above my neighbor's house where the shooting star, I'm using air quotes, shot above me straight into my direction. All of a sudden, it's dark over there. And then I see a light flash and then disappear. In one singular spot, it just went light, dark. And then that was it. I was like, did you not see that, Kenny? So I was the only one that saw that part. So that was the weirdest one because I could explain the first thing as Starlink. I could explain the second thing as a shooting star. But that third thing, it was just light on, light off. No movement.
Weird.
So weird, right?
What did Kenny say about the first two?
The first one he saw, and he like ran in to get, I think his parents were here. And then as soon as he got out, they were gone. But I was the one that mentioned Starlink, and I don't think he was too familiar with it. So then we looked it up, and he's like, yeah, I could see that. But the shooting star thing, we were both like joking around with each other, and he was saying, oh, yeah, it's aliens. We've got aliens. So, but I'm sad he didn't see the last one because the last one was the weirdest one. It's something that I couldn't explain away.
That is weird. I like it. So that was your first, I mean, for all of your like research and YouTube watching and theories, I'm surprised that they waited.
I mean,
so long
I've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube, but oh, I know. Well, there's one other story in California. We were there and we were staying at an Airbnb with windows, and I saw all these lights coming toward us like for an hour or more, and they just kept coming. And I'm like, the aliens are going to come and get us. And they're like, they see me, see them, and they're coming. And then I realized that that was LAX. And they were just planes. So that doesn't count, obviously.
Oh, man. I did not know about Starlink. So that's interesting anyway. But who knows?
How about you?
So I have one. This is funny because this is before like aliens were on the brains of Americans. We had moved to Florida. I had graduated high school. I think my brothers were still in high school, but I was still living at home and going to college. And side note that I'll explain in a moment, Gulf Breeze was like known as the like alien hotspot apparently in like the 70s and 80s in Florida. Panhandle, Pensacola, it's all the same sort of area. Anyhow, we were outside for a meteor shower because there was supposed to be a good one that night, and Clayton's always been obsessed with that. And my parents went inside to get something. I don't know, but it was just Clayton and I like out in the backyard on like a blanket. And I vividly remember like there were like these just orby things like of rings of light that like just appeared into the air, and there was no sound, and it was not like a shooting star. I like, it's nothing I could explain. And this is again like before I'm into conspiracy theories and alien and ghost and soul conversations, and they just were like there, and then all of a sudden it just like was gone. And the weirdest thing is that Clayton was there. So there was just, we were both silent, I swear to God, for a full minute. And then it was that moment where both people, you can tell, are like, I don't know if, did I see that? Am I the only one that saw that? And we both looked at each other and we were like, did you just see what I just saw? And we both like described it to each other the same way. So ever since then, I've kind of had this like maybe thought, because we live in an area where there are a ton of military bases, and that's always what everyone's explanation has been about all of the, you know, alleged UFO sightings around here. And it could be that it was some type of aircraft that the government has that I don't know about, but it was so weird that we didn't have any sound. I mean, the Blue Angels fly here. Like, if they fly too low, they'll blow out windows, and they're so loud because obviously it's a combustion engine. So if there's some type of engine that exists that doesn't make a sound, fine. I know there's some electric, maybe not electric, but there's some like unmanned aircrafts that will fly around here, but they still make like a buzzing sound. It's still different. It's not, this was like dead ass silent and like very quickly like came into focus and then like came out of focus. So from then on, I've said I had a UFO sighting, and I'm really proud of it.
It sounds like it. That's a better story than mine. Mine was just like weird happenstance potentially, but that sounds like definitely you saw something.
It was so fun. I have no explanation for it.
That's okay. I think that makes it more valid. But I have, when you said military bases and UFO sightings, people do say that a lot, that they're because of the military bases, but I have a conspiracy theory on that, but we can come back to that later.
Is it because you think they're trying to spy on our military so they can attack us?
No, they're working together, Kaylee.
We did need tinfoil hats.
I know.
Oh, that's a new one. Doesn't mean that it's occurred.
I'm not claiming that people, the powers that be. I'm just saying there's conspiracy theories out there. And I have a story. So anyway, very interesting.
Okay. I like it. As we previously hinted, apparently UFO is no longer the word. Our government is now calling it a UAP.
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because I think the federal government just likes to rename stuff. That's my opinion after having worked for them.
So UFO was unidentified flying object?
Yes. And UAP, this is what's confusing, is I keep seeing like different words for it. I saw unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Mm-hmm.
Or unidentified aerial phenomenon. But I guess maybe they renamed them because now maybe we're like changing our definition of flying. Because, like, are they flying? What are they doing? And then there have been those ones that, like, come out of the water or go in between sky and water. So maybe that's why they're just saying it's an unidentified anomalous phenomenon. Phenomena. They can't identify.
Interesting.
So I guess technically it's a UAP. I'll probably end up using the words interchangeably because I'm just used to saying UFO. But I looked up a little bit the history of Gulf Breeze and why we're known for this, apparently. So back in, like I said, in the 70s and 80s, there were already a lot of just like other reported sightings. But there was this one that was really notable that this guy like apparently got on camera because he said that this blue beam like came down and was trying to like suck him up. And then it came back and was trying to suck up his wife.
Whoa.
I know. It looks like a legit UFO. So it's kind of like, I don't know, creepy and weird looking. Mm-hmm. And it's like around your typical saucer, that whole deal. And this guy, like I said, he had this whole thing about it, told everybody it was real. Come to find out, they did like an investigation later on. Some people kind of doubted him. And then when he moved out of the house that he was living in Gulf Breeze, the people that moved in found a styrofoam UFO in his attic.
Well, that's so lame.
Yeah, super fucking lame. But to be fair, the article from the Pensacola News Journal said that there were a lot of sightings here in that time frame this one just became so notable because of the photos, and then he ended up being a hack. Or maybe he was an alien planted here to throw off the scent.
True. You never know.
I think sometimes this can get kind of Bigfooty, where you like think everything is a Bigfoot. But I did think it was funny because, like, seriously, every time you say, for as long as I've lived here, which has been what, like 13 years, anytime you talk about aliens, people are like, oh, you know, there's a lot of sightings here. And I looked it up. Like, we don't even make the list of the top ones, but I think this area is just proud of it. And you saw when you were down here, there's like a couple homes on the beach that are like the alien houses, and they were built in the 70s, and they're round, and they're supposed to look like a flying saucer. And people got really into it down here. So I don't know, a little bit of local history, I guess. But then I was also digging around, and I found this new app called Enigma, E-N-I-G-M-A. And it has like a map of sightings. So you can like log in. I think you can add your own sightings, and you can see all the different ones like from around the globe. I think they're still like growing and sort of building their base, but it was fun. I read on there a little bit, like I intentionally clicked an area around here where I knew there were going to be a bunch of like goofballs. And I'm sorry, but I could tell from the way he wrote that he had a Southern accent, and he was just talking about like, me and my buddy, we was driving in the truck, and then we looked up in the sky and I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, what was that? And he said the same thing, and he was calling his wife because he thought he was gonna die. I was like, so some of them are maybe like a little more comedy. It kind of reminded me of when you go on Miss Connections on Craigslist back when they had that, and you just read them for entertainment. I feel like this is a Miss Connections for aliens. Sorry, Enigma, if that's not the advertisement that you wanted. But it did look like they had cataloged like some others that maybe were more legitimate or had like explained a little bit more. But it was very entertaining, like clicking through on the map by location.
That's pretty cool. It'd be cool if they caught like someone. Like Waze, and you can see updates like police ahead. I wish they could track it and be like, the UFO just crashed. Like, there's aliens, come. And you like people. I don't know. That would be actually cool, where you would just, you know, in real time, like track what's going on.
I don't know. I'm sure they're good. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does like tell people. I'm going to send you my other visual aid. So I then got on a deep dive. If Gulf Breeze is not really as much of a hotspot as everybody else thinks it is, like what is? Mm. And I was trying to find like our government articles, and like, because there have been so many like release of Freedom of Information Act requests on this stuff. So there is some like allegedly actual documents that have been released. Mm-hmm. So I found this one that kind of was fun. It was from, what year is this from? It's old. Sorry, Mom. It's probably from like the 60s. It's basically a summary of UFO sightings from 1947 until 1969. And it was tabulated by the U.S. Air Force. And it said the Air Force investigation of UFOs began in 1948 and was known as Project Sign. Later, the name was changed to Project Grudge, which I don't like.
Ew.
And in 1953 became Project Blue Book.
Yes.
And then between 1948 and 1969, we investigated 12,618 reported sightings. And it was kind of neat. They went by year, and they list the years, total sightings, and then unidentified. So we'll just arbitrarily pick 1963, because that's when my mom was born. So in 1963, there were 399 total reported sightings, and of those, 14 could not be identified.
Hmm. And as in, so, the others had explanations and they weren't?
Yeah, that's kind of what they're saying. So at the end, it says, of total sightings, 11,917 were found to have been caused by material objects such as balloons, satellites, aircraft, immaterial objects. So they said like lightning, you know, other, like there's some weird like natural sky phenomenon that can happen. Mm-hmm. Things caused by astronomical objects. I'm having a hard time with words. So like stars, the planet, moon, solar flares, that kind of stuff. However, they included in that hoaxes. Because obviously some of these are going to be fake, like good old Gulf Breeze. But they said, as indicated, only 701 reported sightings remained unexplained. So, but that's still like kind
still
of a lot.
That's still a lot of, that's still a lot of unidentified, unexplainable things.
So I don't know. I thought that was just kind of fun. Like I didn't know that our government had been tracking this for that long. Like 1945, that's a long ass time ago.
They've been doing that shit. I just don't think they wanted to freak us out so much, so they kept it under wraps. And now, I don't know why, but they're like, yeah, there's aliens. Like, okay. We kind of knew already, but sure.
Very interesting. So that was a fun one because I had no clue how far back this goes. And then I kept going on deep dives. Now as people and the internet and like, I think everyone can probably just name Joe Rogan as the American pioneer of aliens. The Office Classic National Government, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. But they apparently released annual reports on unidentified aerial phenomena. So you can access these. This one's really long. Let's see, it's from 2022, and I think it's like really long, maybe not. It's like 11 pages. Anyway, it goes through like all of their findings. I'm not going to read them to you, but I just think it's really, really interesting that they're doing this. And there's actually a website now where they want like military personnel to report sightings. Which this also, sidebar, it's so ridiculous to me how our government like doesn't, one hand doesn't know what the other one is doing. And there's also like five secret hands. But now they now have the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. And it's a for real government website. Like it's a .mil address.
It is, because that was in the video I watched. And they said like it was, even back in the day, it was looked upon respectfully, essentially. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. And it's, let me just read this to you, because on top of the alien part, this is a great example of just like government bullshit. So they have the director's message, which, you know, whatever, normal, but this is their mission. Just listen to all of these words. I cracked up listening to this. I think an alien may have written it. Mission. Minimize technical and intelligence surprise by synchronizing scientific intelligence and operational detection, identification, attribution, and mitigation of unidentified anomalous phenomena in the vicinity of national security areas.
Bro, why is always so annoying?
I had to do like mouth exercises to say that all in one sentence, and I'm so surprised I didn't mess up any of those words.
I had to close my eyes to understand what you were saying.
I've read it to myself like 10 times preparing for this today, and I still don't think I understand it. But it says, coming soon, U.S. government UAP-related program/activity reporting. And it literally says, like, the AARO will be accepting reports from current or former U.S. government employees, service members, or contractors with direct knowledge of U.S. government programs or activities related to UAP dating back to 1945. These reports will be used to inform the AARO's Congressionally Directed Historical Record Report. So, I don't know. I think it's really interesting how we went from total denial to, I don't know if it's totally embracing. I feel like I'm such a skeptic that it feels like they're gaslighting us into thinking that they're giving us information. And I think maybe the people that are gathering these reports think that they're getting all of the information. I don't know. I don't know who, if any entity in our government actually has like full access to every single thing. Because it seems
right. I don't think they do.
Divide. Yeah. I feel skeptical about some of the information that's released, but I do think it's really interesting that it's just all of a sudden, it just within the blink of an eye, suddenly our government is like, yeah, there's like these weird things that we can't explain. And we're, of course, we're actively investigating them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny that you are saying that. And then you mentioned Joe Rogan earlier, because I know his episode with Bob Lazar was really big when they talked about Area 51. And basically, you know, everyone that's come out and like the story that I have, you know, these people, unfortunately, whether it's the truth or not, they get gaslit a lot and are called crazy and tried to be disproven. So you never really know. But I remember listening to that one and being really interesting, because he was basically explaining how they were reverse engineering basically a UAP or flying saucer or whatever it was to try to understand the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was so interesting. Like, he's just saying like, yeah, we were working on a flying saucer that came from a different planet and trying to figure out how to work by reverse engineering it. Like, that's crazy.
I know.
That means they're here.
I'm unendingly fascinated by it. And the thing that's cool about this, like, AARO.mil website is they also have some of the popular ones, I think, that people have seen, the UAP videos. So they list, there's an area that says cases, and you can hit the link and you can just watch some of the official UAP videos. And there are some that they go through and they say like, okay, actually we're able to explain that like this is an infrared camera and this is actually a commercial airline because of distance and speed and things like that. It appears that it's going faster, but it's just the size relative to where the other like aircraft is. And then there are like the Tic Tac and some of the common ones that people have talked about, the Go Fast video that's been referenced. But they go through and they explain like, okay, this, we can't explain this part of it, or in this one, while it's not acting strange, we still can't identify or explain what the object is in the video. So I don't know. It's kind of neat. It feels like there's so much flim-flam on the internet. And I'm not going to say that I believe that our government is the beacon of truth and honesty, but it is interesting to see something that isn't like official government website on a government domain acknowledging that it doesn't know something.
Mm-hmm.
To the public.
Mm-hmm. So crazy. It's very wild. And I like that it's there, because I feel like, you know, the people who do have experiences with these things, whether it's military or just a random person on the street, or a lot of pilots and airline, like jet flyers. What's the word?
Air traffic controllers.
Let me just stick with, yeah, the people in the sky who fly things, they have a lot of experiences and stories that they see up in the air. I feel like it validates them, which makes me happy. Unfortunately, there's just so many people that also do play hoaxes or just make up stories because they want the attention. But there's so many stories out there. Like what you said, out of the thousands and thousands of reports, 701 were not explainable. That's still a high number. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as people are probably faking it, there's quite a few things that probably means that there's freaking aliens. And it's just wild.
This goes back to my theory, or my feelings about religion, just with the divine being so big. How do we think that we've contained it in a singular book from a singular point of view? I don't get how people look at the sky and see all of the stars and think that we're the only thing that exists. It feels so arrogant to be like, look at all of this vastness and it's all about me.
I mean, if you ever watch any YouTube video on space and how they start with Earth and they kind of go backwards and you understand you can't understand actually the how big everything is and how vast the universe is. The amount of stuff outside of us, just, it doesn't make sense that we're the only ones that have, you know, conditions to, you know, hold life and let life live. There's got to be, they may not look like us, aliens, you know, but I've never understood how we could be the only ones out there in such a vast universe.
It's great. I'll just send you a meme that has me shook, and I need you to open it. Tell me when you have it opened, and then I'll read it out loud so we can try to have a simultaneous reaction.
I have it open. Okay. Should I read it, or do you want me to read it?
I can read it if you want. But it says, what if they aren't stars, but holes poked in a container so we can breathe?
That's crazy.
Isn't that some dumb stoner shit? I really liked it. Jason sent that to me. I was like, how dare you?
That's funny, bro. It's like, That's weird.
Listen, some of this stuff really like did fascinate me as a kid. When Men in Black came out, which is such a like our era movie. But I remember, I think it was Men in Black 3. They were on the subway station and they opened up a locker, and this whole like universe of aliens was contained inside that locker. And Will Smith's character was like, oh, look at them. They're so stupid. Their whole life's in that tiny little fucking locker. And then at the end of the show, like an alien opens a locker and it's our universe. And I shit my pants. Like 13-year-old or however I was, Kaylee was like,
I mean, and that's also, you could say the same thing if you watch Rick and Morty out there. It's that there's an episode with like Rick makes, I think he calls it a miniverse. And it's basically a miniature universe in this little box. And they have their own life and it's theirs. And then they make a miniverse and then they make a miniverse, which means, are we in a miniverse, right? It's just, it's so stressful.
I love having a space to talk about all this kind of dumb shit because it's so fun to me. I think it keeps you grounded to just be like, your shit might be serious, but it's pretty small in the scheme of the universe as we know it. And what if the universe as we know it is pretty small to somebody else? Like, there's just infinite amounts of shit going on all the time. I don't know. It makes me feel less pressure. It makes me also feel like I'm gonna poop in my pants, but the combination I sort of enjoy.
Dude, what if the universe of ours is just one of many parallel universes? The amount of vastness in our one universe, what if black holes pop you out into another universe? Like, there could be, what's on the other side of a black hole? I know they say there's like an explanation, but do we really know? No. I just find it very fascinating.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the aliens figured out how to use a black hole to fly here. Maybe. Isn't that a theory of someone's?
Probably.
Like they can use the energy that's like sucked in to like boomerang off of it. I don't know. This could be Star Wars.
No, but they do have way more advanced technology, says the people that I listen to. I mean, I haven't talked to them directly, nor do I want to. But can I share my conspiracy theory? Because I'm dying to share. Okay. My conspiracy theory is that the government and the military have had communication with aliens. And not only that, but they have made treaties and deals with them. So there's this place called, I'm thinking it's pronounced Dulce. It's a city in New Mexico, right outside of Albuquerque. And basically it's called, what they say is Dulce has a secret underground alien base. Okay. Here's the thing. This guy, Phil Schneider, which of course, you know, he's been gone through the ringer of whether this is credible or not. So I'm not saying this is true, but the freaking evidence, there's a lot. Okay. So basically on this base, it's a military base. They were digging down underground, making these underground tunnels and stuff. They essentially dug and accidentally drilled into an ancient alien base that had been there for 400, 500 years. So these aliens were living underground and we dug into them. And there was actually a freaking war. What's it called? Called the Battle of Dulce Base. I know this sounds freaking bonkers, but just hear me out. Let me tell the story and then we can dissect this. Basically, between the aliens and the military, went freaking at it for a little bit. And then the humans realized, well, we're never going to win. They have plasma and lasers and just technology we can't explain. So according to Phil Schneider and this other guy, I don't think I wrote down his name. Sorry. Thomas Costello. He was another whistleblower. Okay. So they basically, 66 men died in this war, but a deal was made. So they said, hey, stop killing us. If you give us your advanced technology, aliens, then we as humans will give you other humans to abduct and experiment on. But we provide the list of humans that you can take. Okay, so that's freaking creepy. As of 1995, according to them, 131 active secret underground bases are in the US, with 1,477 around the world. So there's so many different underground secret bases. They say there's obviously, like, we have races of humans, they have races of aliens. They are currently in communication with, I sound like a crazy person, but this is all from the scientists and engineers that came from this base. There's 7 good species and 4 evil ones. And the U.S. has signed 4 treaties with aliens over the years. There's one in 1944, 1954, 1962, and 1979 after the Dulce Battle.
I've never heard any of this.
Dude, I know. When I first saw this and heard about it, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, in a horrible way, but it's like so fascinating.
So fascinating. Even if it's made up, it's so fascinating.
I know, exactly. So, like,
it's just fun to wonder, like, what if?
I know.
Oh my God, this is great.
It's, yeah, I'm kind of scared, but also, like, I don't believe it 1,000%, but if I die and go to heaven and he's like, yeah, like, that was true, I wouldn't be shocked at all. So the 1954 treaty is the one that allowed aliens to abduct humans and experiment on them, as long as the committee called Majestic 12 provides a list of possible abductees that they can choose from. Which is interesting, because most of the abductees are, I feel like, from what we've seen, are kind of like on the edge of things, you know, maybe mentally or just out in the boonies, or maybe like they don't have a lot of people that would believe them. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway.
Just like how serial killers will target women that are like prostitutes because they don't think anyone will look for them because they'll write them off.
Exactly. Yep, same thing. According to this YouTube video, I would highly check it out. It's called The Y Files. And we can plug the link into the show notes because it's very, very interesting. He goes way more into depth. The guy is like super mad researcher. Apparently there are 180,000 aliens working in the facility. This is all underground, so it could be very expansive. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe they're tiny. I don't know. That's what they say.
Did we piss them off and did they laser Hawaii? It's probably not a discussion we should have. They're going to laser my house.
No, that's not. That can't be. The last thing I'll say about this underground base. Apparently there's 7 levels. Literally, one of the whistleblowers like drew out a map of what the facility looked like. The first level, like closest to the land, is security and communications. Then human staff housing. Executive offices and laboratories. 4th is mind control experiments. Sorry. 5th level down is alien housing. 6th level down is genetic experiments. And 7th down the lowest levels cryogenics or cold storage baths. So this is all not true, probably, but potentially. And that's, I just love listening to these things, even if they're so fake. I just find it fascinating.
Maybe it's like how there were 12,000 UFO sightings in that timeline that they looked at, but still 700 of them are real. Maybe you just take whatever that math percentage is, 12,000 divided by 700, and maybe that's the percentage of what they're saying that you can consider to be true.
I don't know if I did the math right, but that'd be 17%. That feels right.
700? Does it go back?
12,000, yeah.
There we go.
So take 17% of what I just said and claim it as true.
Just kidding. Even 17% of that would be pretty wild.
Right. Right. Anyway, super fascinating. Wee, wee. Wait, what's the noise, the sound effect of aliens? Oh, we can do that.
Plus, I look insane when I do it. Okay. All right. Well, I hope that everybody is tucked in, ready for bed, good dreams. I'd like to live in a world where the aliens were just like figured out how to leave their planet. And now they're just like zooming around. And then they saw this thing and they're like, what's that? Now they just think it's interesting. Like how you get when you watch bugs.
Yes, they're probably just looking at us. Well, I mean, I do think they study us. Just like if we went to a different planet, whether we have or whether we are trying to, we would, you know, study and research whatever living beings are on that planet, even if they're just tiny little organisms. You know, it's the same thing. But it's also crazy. Have you ever seen the movie Tomorrow War?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, for those of you out there that have potentially, it's about modern day life. These people from the future like come into our lives and they're like, we need help. We're in the future and we're getting attacked by aliens. So a lot of people get shot into the future. It's a war, blah, blah. They figured out, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it and you want to watch it, I'm about to kill everything about this movie. Okay. Spoiler alert, these aliens did not come into the Earth and dominate. They actually were frozen underneath Russia, and something happened and they basically unfroze and started coming out and like attacking the world. So it's just like with this base thing, the aliens could have traveled here long time ago
and built the pyramids and Machu Picchu,
or helped whoever the ancient civilization do it.
Yeah, Stonehenge,
all the things we can't explain.
What if aliens have a sense of humor and they just draw crop circles because that's what their dicks look like and they're just imprinting dick pics all over our planet? Oh my
god, that's stressful.
Wouldn't that be a great laugh?
Oh my god. You earthlings, look at my penis hole. I mean,
my dick's so much cooler looking than yours.
Oh, wow. Well, that's an image I will go to bed with. I'm just kidding.
That's going to be my theory. Next time people say crop circles, I'm going to be like, oh, you mean alien dick pic stamps? You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Wow. I like that.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for another week of questions, things to wonder about, possible explanation for worldwide phenomena. Questioning the government. That'll be an underlying theme of this podcast till the end of time. And just overall enjoying being curious.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I love this conversation.
It's been so fun. Thank you again. We'll see you next Tuesday. And okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Non-Sexual Soulmates podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share with a friend and consider subscribing and reviewing. It would mean the world. You can find our faces and more outrageous content over on Instagram at nonsexual_soulmates and on TikTok at nonsexualsoulmates. Our full videos are also on YouTube. If you want to share your own stories, we'd love to hear them. You can call us and leave us a voicemail. You can find our phone number, email, and all of our other links in the show notes. Until next time, you turkeys,